Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
The American Family Farmer Show, a weekly enterprise of Stefan Multimedia, you, me, the farm, the food, the family. We talk about it all here, starting off each of the hours with an overview of some of the news that's affecting family farms and farmers and people who use the food that come from the family farms. That is all of you. So the first overview here, news-wise, there was a big hubbub last week. I think I may have mentioned it a little bit about the freight rail strike and what it could have done to affect farming. I'm glad I didn't spend a lot of time on it because it didn't happen. So, yeah, we had food for thought, if you pardon the pun. But as America's needs move on freight as well as on trucks, freight trains and trucks, the produce that we are growing oftentimes doesn't have to go anywhere, but we need the things that come from the freight system. So anyway, it didn't happen. No news there. Let's keep going. Here's something that is a problem. There's a study that came out this week about the lack of young farmers and how concerning it is for the agricultural industry. Farming, the business of farming in many of our Midwestern states, well, all around the country, actually, contributes billions of dollars to the economy in states, whether it be big ag or local and regional food suppliers, the smaller, medium-sized farmers. I was just looking at farmers in Illinois, for example. The decline is dramatic. And in the most recent census data, the average age of a farmer is 60 years old. So where are the people that are coming along? We talk a lot about that here, younger farmers, new ideas, that sort of thing. But to go back to Illinois, actually it's not Illinois, it's a national issue. The Young Farmer Movement, the Young Farmer Coalition, focusing on the lack of young farmers, the agricultural industry in America should be up in arms. Evan Holteen, who's the president of the Farm Bureau in Illinois, is a farmer himself, said you need people to carry on from previous generations, of course. The Contemporary Farmer, Inc. is something that we ought to explore a little bit, talk to them. This fellow, David Toledo, a good story about him and Contemporary Farmer, $3,000 in savings and $1,000 borrowed from his parents. He started working. He worked on a farm. He started his own farm. Says a lot of work, mental work, logistics, physical work, strategy, that sort of thing. But I'm really happy that I did this. The young fellow is 25 years of age. But he's the exception, not the rule. So food for thought here. Reminds me of Bill Maher and his new rules on his TV show. New thought is to figure out how to, and this is an ongoing problem, we've been talking about it, trying to do something about it for years. The government is not our friend when it comes to this. And you should remember that. When you go to the voting booth, you've got all of these people in your states that are promising this, that, and the other thing. Hold their feet to the fire. There happens to be a talk radio thing going on in Washington this week that's called Holding Their Feet to the Fire. And when it comes to farmers and farming, we do not have good representation. We don't have a lot of people taking the food system seriously. Now, one of the things that has come to my attention is the focus on overtime for farm workers. Now, if you're like me and you got a family farm and you have people working for you that are basically there, it's their life. It isn't a job, it's their life. So they don't worry so much about the hours as they do about what they get paid at the end of the week. Now that may be just me, maybe you, small farmers do it that way. The bigger the farm, the more the focus on hourly wages and benefits and all that other stuff. And I'm not actually sure that that applies, even though I noticed that number of Department of Labor commissioners around the country started talking about this on Labor Day to recommend reducing the overtime threshold for farm workers to 40 hours from 60 hours. What are these people thinking? Do they have a clue about the economics of farming? No, they don't. They aren't connected to the farm. Now I'm off on what I do later in the program with my opining. But I say the people in New York State are clueless. I did notice that farmers' sentiment, according to a Purdue University study, is improving. But farmers are concerned about rising costs, and thus my statement that I just made about the overtime hours for workers on big farms or medium-sized farms or maybe even small farms. The Ag Economy Barometer, calculated every month from 400 agricultural producers around the country of all sizes, suggesting that things are better for the farmer than they were, but the weather has gotten in the way. It's been a better season. I guess the bottom line here is the reports indicated that, generally speaking, overall, the condition on farms is better now this year, even with the drought in the Northeast and the drought in the Midwest and the rain in other parts of the country. It's better this year than it was last year at this time. So that is food for thought. All right, continuing on in a few moments here with more focus on your family, the American Family Farmer. Right now, I want you to think about how healthy the air is in your workspace, how healthy the air is. Maybe you're in your truck. You can't really use a thunderstorm air purifier in your truck, but and you can't use it on a tractor. It may be usable in the barn, although the best place for it is your home. To make sure that sleeping conditions are the best, you can get the best night's rest, you need that to do all the things that you have to do from dawn until dusk. You'll never breathe dirty air again in your home if you use the Thunderstorm air purifier, which you can get very easily. I'm looking at the testimonials from people who have allergies. Man, does it help forever and ever. This thing will work. I don't have to have any filters in it. A quarter of a million of these have been sold, so you got to know it works. Clean your air up. Keep the space clean. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on a Thunderstorm air purifier. That's $200 off with my name and the number 3. Shipping is also free when you order this to clean up the air, make it natural, make it healthy. This is a nearly silent machine. So that's why it's good in the bedroom. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer now, Doug Steffen with Meg Plushinski, who runs D&M Family Farm in Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Small organic dairy farm, and you know how I love to talk about dairying because that's what my teeth have been cut on as far as farming is concerned. Organic farming, the situation in Wisconsin, which has been, for the most part, probably the best, the most prolific. States like New York and Vermont have sort of lagged. Wisconsin seems to still be there. So, Meg, let's talk about you first before we talk about the farm. Are you a farm kid? What's your background?
So I grew up dairy farming. My parents, they focus more on cash cropping now. The dairy is still there. They were conventional dairy. I've always loved the cows. I said I was never going to be a farmer because it's hard work, and here I am. But I love what I do, and I love the animals, and I could have probably farmed with my family, but I knew I wanted to look out my window and know that I didn't have anything handed to me. I worked really hard for everything I have. So my husband and I started up our own dairy. We took over from a retiring dairy farmer 4.5 years ago.
Is your husband a farm kid, too?
He did not grow up on a farm, but he worked on every farm in his neighborhood right. From the time he was about 12 until him and I met.
Sounds like me. That's what I did. I didn't grow up on a farm, but I've been around cows all my life, and it has set the tone for me and my farming life. Sort of sounds like it did for you and your husband. So I'm guessing he's D and you're M. How's that for being clever?
That we're super clever.
Very, very clever. All right, why organic instead of, I mean, there's an obvious answer to this, but I'd rather hear it from you, the organic farming versus the standard processing, if you will, of pasteurized milk.
Yeah, so a couple of reasons, actually. One, we did the dairy grazing apprenticeship on an organic dairy, and we just really found that we liked the practices. But we didn't know a lot about organic at the time. And then I just kept having children. I have 4 children now. And I remember growing up, and there would be times where my dad would go out and spray, and he'd be like, oh, don't go outside today. I just sprayed this field over here. And I knew I didn't want that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that in my food. I didn't want it in my farming practices. And I want my kids to be able to do whatever they want to do without worrying about what area they got into on the farm. And we wanted our food as clean as we could get it. And that was our big driver.
So that sounds fabulous. Tell me how your father reacted. And probably, I'm guessing by listening to your tone, you're not critical. You didn't say, Dad, why'd you do that? But what conversations have you had with your dad as you do what you do versus what he does what he does?
Well, I mean, my dad taught me everything on hard work and how to keep going and you find a way. So the conversation was, okay, well, we always knew you were kind of weird, Meg, but here you go. And, so he respects my trying to step outside the box and do things my own way. And there are times where when he looks at my protein bill or something and he's like, well, he doesn't look at it, but we talk about the protein bill and he's like, well, mine's a third of that. And I'm like, yeah, but mine doesn't have chemicals on it. So,
Do you think it's old school versus new school? Is it as simple as that?
You know, possibly. I think, you know, the conventional way has been told by so many people for so long that this is the right way. You know, just spray another chemical on it. You'll grow a taller stalk of corn or a bigger ear. Like, just this will work. And, you know, you've been told that for so long where it's like you almost, like, if they admit that it doesn't like that might not be the best way. Yeah. I think they're just too far into it. There's too much.
Right. It's too much, ingrained. You're right. Hold on a second. Meg Plushinski is here with us on the American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful
B&M Family Farms is our focus in Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Meg, who's the M in B&M Family Farm, is here. Meg Polishinski, who along with her husband are doing an organic dairy farm. You said something that I want to go back to for a moment because it's one of my, I don't know if you'd call it a pet peeve. I grew up the same way you did around animals and cows and stuff being treated so that weeds wouldn't grow or whatever else, you know, the spray was supposed to do. And I got off of that bandwagon when I got old enough to understand really what was happening. And I've had some huge arguments with guys who are my peers, my age, who have stayed with the old way because they can grow more, therefore sell more. But that's, and I understand that because we all have to make money in order to survive. But there's a difference whether it's values or they don't see it. You know, the people who are those kind of farmers are dying because of their exposure to this stuff, and it doesn't seem to register with a lot of them. And so, and it's never mind so much that as much as how does it affect people that are eating or drinking this stuff. And so, anyway, I think you've made your point there. What sort of cows do you have? Jerseys, Holsteins, what are you milking?
Well, right now we have a variety. We're trying to get more towards Jerseys. Actually, 3 weeks ago, we just bought a bunch more Jerseys from a nice organic guy north of us.
Yeah.
And so we're leaning more towards all Jerseys, but we inherited from the farm that we bought a bunch of, I believe they're called New Zealand Holsteins.
Yeah.
They're just smaller Holsteins and yeah, so we have a bunch of those still, but for the most part we're leaning towards Jersey.
I really, as I've grown up around brown cows, I just loved them because I looked in their eyes and saw something.
Those big brown eyes.
Oh my God. Yes, right.
Geniusness. Yep, that's what I see. I always I always call them the giant puppies of the world. They're always happy and looking for some kind of trouble.
And they're not. And they're not the thing. As philosophical as this sounds, they are not just objects. I know I deal with a cattle dealer who's a very close friend. I've been friends with him and his family for almost 60 years. And so I know how cows register with him. They're a commodity to be bought, sold, and traded. And he, after even all these years, his father was in it before him. And so I see what the family is all about. It doesn't register with me. These are animals. These are beings. I don't kill them. I never slaughter them. They live out. I have some of them that I'm raising now. I don't milk anymore because I had a collapse in the barn and they just kind of, killed what was going on here. Although there are a lot of people who want me to get back into it. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day on my farm and milk 150 cows. They were all Jerseys for the most part. A few brown cows, a few Guernseys here and there would get into it. But I just think the Jerseys are the best because of the A2 milk, the quality of A2 milk versus A1. We ought to actually talk about that because a lot of people, this program is aimed at not only the small family farmer, but the people who use the products. And I think sometimes people don't get the difference between A2 milk and A1 milk. So we'll talk about that as we continue here. Another a good portion of time devoted to on the American Family Farmer, D&M Family Farms, an organic dairy in Jefferson County, Wisconsin. I'm Doug Steffen.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump is defending himself as the Federal Bureau of Investigation go through the documents they seized at his Mar-a-Lago home at the beginning of August. During an interview with Fox News, Trump shared his belief that a president can declassify any documents by, quote, thinking about it.
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has ended a blanket plea for Americans in hospitals and nursing homes to wear masks indoors. The change marks one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort launched in August to overhaul the CDC's recommendations for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome to the farm.
Is here from D&M Family Farms. Jefferson County, Wisconsin is where they live. 300 acres of dairy. So how much land do you have to use beside the 300 acres? How many cows are you milking? I guess that's where we start looking at how much land you need to do what you're doing.
So we milk 75 cows right now.
Yep. And the difference in what you're getting, the cost or the price of milk went way up. The guys who are you selling into the pool? Or do you have a little local cooperative that's doing the organic thing? Maybe three or four other dairies that are selling retail? How do you handle the sales end?
We sell to Westby Co-op Creamery out of Westby, Wisconsin. They have an organic line where they make cottage cheese, sour cream, and what else? French onion dip they make with the organic. And their cottage cheese is fantastic. Highly recommended. It won the world championship for cottage cheese or something.
Really?
And they've been very good to us. So we have a contract that we sign each year with them to basically guarantee our price. So that works out.
So how much is your price higher than this year? I've seen, at least in the Northeast, the pool price was up to $34 a hundredweight, which we haven't seen actually. So what's your differential in what you're being paid per 100?
We're at $28 a hundredweight, and we stay consistent of that all year.
So it's like always $28. And what do you figure it costs you? I remember when I figured it out, it was the last time I figured it was about $21 a hundredweight is what it cost me to make the milk. I'm sure you figured it out. Have you got a number that you use that you're thinking, okay, this is where we have to be in order to make this all work?
Well, I mean, obviously it varies throughout the year. We're on pasture right now still, and our pastures have been very, very good this year. So we've been doing pretty well that way. So the exact number, quite frankly, I don't think I could tell you right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, we've been doing pretty well. We actually were feeding a lot more protein, but as in soy and flax, we get mixed from a local granary or feed mill. But I don't, I don't like having to pay for, you pay so much for protein and you're barely making it back in milk. So we definitely cut back on that. Yeah. And invested in our forages a little bit more and go that route.
So of the 300 acres, how much is pasture for the
There's 110 of pasture.
Yeah, okay.
There's 110 of pasture. There's 65 of corn, and the rest of it is hay. Math isn't my forte right now.
That's okay. Do you use other farmland? Do you rent land from others to make more hay and grow more corn?
The 300 acres is total, including the ground we rent. So the farm, the actual farm that we're purchasing right now is 110 tillable. It's about 170 altogether.
Yeah. Well, you probably make it work if you have all the right ingredients. And I see that you have chickens and turkeys and ducks and that sort of thing on the farm, pigs. You have a little store on the farm. Do you sell any of your milk, or do you just sell the other things you raise?
We just sell the meat that I raise. It's actually illegal in the state of Wisconsin to sell raw milk.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, that's because of the advanced look of all of the people. I get off onto such a toot about this because you and I grew up on raw milk. We didn't grow up on pasteurized milk. We grew up on raw milk. And it's much healthier, especially if you're lactose intolerant. But as is the case with so many other circumstantial situations, the big guys, they all want to convince everybody that pasteurized milk is the only way to go. They convince the health experts. They go to the ag schools and talk about how horrible it is. It's so stupid. It's so annoying that I don't like to get onto it, frankly.
It gets me pretty good. Tell me why I'm allowed to sell one of my raw chickens here out of my store, but I can't sell you a gallon of milk.
Yeah, you can't make it. There's no sense to be made.
There's no sense.
Yeah, look at all the listeria and salmonella and E. coli recalls that we have for stuff that's packaged on California soil and sent here, there, and everywhere. And nobody gets all worked up about that. But if you try to sell milk, it may have something like that in it, which most of the guys, it made, when I was selling raw milk, it made me a much better farmer, frankly, much better. A milker, much better. Anyway.
I agree. When you walk in there and you look at the barn, and I said to my husband, I said, all right, my kids are all going to drink this milk. Are you comfortable with it? And it does. It puts it in perspective of making sure it's the cleanest milk you're going to make.
Yeah, of course. So do you make enough with the chickens and turkeys and duck and all the poop from your various animals? Can you make enough fertilizer to not have to use conventional fertilizer? How do you handle, because with you know, organic thing, you got to be careful about what you put on the soil as you're growing things.
So far, the farmer we got the farm from, he was very meticulous with his soils, and he handed us a very nice setup with the where the soil was at nutritionally. So we don't buy any fertilizer right now. We use all of our own cow manure for the most part. My chickens are picking up, but not, I don't raise enough to go everywhere. And then we have a really intensive crop rotation. So, we don't keep anything in the same thing for too long.
Yep.
We don't do 2-year corn or anything like that. It's like 1 year we're plowing down something, and then we're plowing down a alfalfa or a clover field or whatever to feed that next corn crop nicely. And it's super labor intensive. And
yes,
the first 2 years were pretty rough. It was just trying to keep it all straight and get a nice rotation of what we're plowing under to grow it. And now it's getting a little easier because it's like, okay, oh yeah, that field is this is what it's going to be. And it's that works out.
Two things left that I want to talk to you about in the time that we remain. One of them is talking about A2 milk, but the other is the tragic farm fire story that I would like you to share and how you have used your story as inspiration, rebuilding. How do people who have to deal with this sort of thing come back from it? As we continue now, Meg Plushinski from D&M Farms in Wisconsin here on the American Family Farmer. Let me spend a minute or two helping you get your home, your office, wherever you may be spending a lot of time, as clean as it can be. The Thunderstorm air purifier is the way to do it. Don't know that you can do it in the barn with the cows, but you can do it in the house, in the kitchen, the bedroom, all over the place, so you don't have to breathe. You ought not to be breathing dirty air ever again. This is a fabulous new purifier from a company that sold 250,000 of these things already. They've been in business for 50 years, an American company located in Ohio. You don't have to buy anything except the purifier itself. Doesn't have any filters, none of that stuff. Doesn't take up any floor space, and it's almost silent. It's kind of a good thing to put into the bedroom because it has that noise, like that white noise, helps you sleep, never mind the great air. So all the customer service reports when you go to the website are rave reviews. Check them out. EdenPureDeals.com is the website. Go there. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on three Thunderstorm units. Air purification is what you need to keep you and your family healthy and happy. Shipping is free with the code Doug3. Save $200 as well. Doug3 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Meg Pushinsky from Wisconsin. Okay, so you had a fire. Tell us that story, Meg, will you?
So we actually had tickets to go to a water park for the day in the Dells. We never get away from the farm. We never leave. So this was a big deal. We planned all week to make sure everybody was situated and it would be okay. We left our house about 8:15. At 8:54, we got a call. The barn was on fire. We turned around and got home fast. By the time we got to our road in front of our house, the barn was fully engulfed. My husband just got out and ran to the farm to check on all the animals. There were so many different fire departments here. It was a big fire, obviously. And they had our road shut down, state highway. It was all shut down till about, I think, like 3 p.m. They finally opened it. It's still smoldering now, and now all that hay that we had in there got wet, and then the sun was beating on it, and it keeps reigniting. But the barn's gone. There's nothing left there. No animals were hurt. Everybody was blocked out to pasture. That's a highlight of being, I guess, a grazing farm, that everybody was out grazing.
So, how are you milking the cows now?
There's a farm about a half an hour away from us that is also on our milk truck, so they allowed for us to take our cows there. We're working on getting a farm neighbor that is good friends with us, their barn back up and running so that we can at least get our cows back in our own possession. So that's our goal.
How old was this barn, Meg? How old was it?
I believe it was early 1900s.
Yeah, so it's an old wooden barn. Now, are you going to reconstruct a more modern barn? What are you going to do to continue on?
Our dairy builder that we had, we work with the Shrine Group. I'm sure many of your dairy folk are familiar with them. They're absolutely fantastic working with us. They're trying to come up with a plan for us to rebuild, but unfortunately it's hard to touch much of anything right now with inflation and the cost of things. And there's many different moving parts here. So the farmer we're buying the farm from, they're also going through a divorce right now, so they want to settle this out. But we don't own the property yet. We were about a month out from closing on everything, and now our income burned up. So, getting this all straight so that we can still buy the property but not have the dairy up and running has been quite a feat to overcome. In a perfect world, we'll rebuild, and maybe we can, I mean, God can do anything, so maybe we can rebuild by spring, by grazing season next year. I'm trying to, instead of taking four steps ahead, I'm just trying to take the first step and get our cows closer to home. And then, in a perfect world, we would rebuild the dairy. But then figuring out what to rebuild, how to go about it, how to make it so that it's not, quite as hard as it was in the old barn. And to make it so my kids want to do it,
Good. The fundraiser you set up, is it a GoFundMe page that I can send people to?
Sure. It's called Give, Send, Go. It's a Christian-based company that we've heard a lot about that we chose that route.
Do you have the link on your website as well?
It's not on our actual website, but I should do that. But it is on our Facebook page.
Okay. Facebook.com/DNM Family Farm. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
DM Family Farm Official.
All right. Well, you're a hero. Yeah, you and your husband, make it work, keep going. As a matter of fact, why don't we maybe over the course of the winter or in the spring when you're back to or getting close to being back to normal, have you back on again, because I'd like to know about the progress. I'd like to have people know, because this is something we all face. I had a barn burn down, and it burned down in 45 minutes, an old barn, and it was a dry day, and it was windy, and somebody was burning stuff brush way far away, but still an ember got into the barn, and that's all it took. 45 minutes to the ground. Yep. So God love you.
Yeah.
And yeah, and best of luck to you and your husband, Meg. Thank you for sharing the story. Again, go to facebook.com/DNM Family Farm to check out the fundraiser that's been set up for them. Farmers Helping Farmers. Meg Pluschinski here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Family Farmer, 53 past the hour now on this week's edition of our overview of what's going on the family farm. I would invite you to share some time with perhaps other people in your farming family or people who are interested in good food so that they would know a little bit more about what's going on the family farm. Listen to our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one, after we take care of the news, et cetera, et cetera, conversation with Renee King Sonnen, the founder and executive director of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. So that's there, plus other things. It's all about the focus on you and the farm. How can we help you? That's what it's all about. Check out our podcasts at, again, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you can get them wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so this week I've been thinking, I just said, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago, according to the Farmer Sentiment Survey, that things are improving. I didn't say they were great. I didn't even say they were good. I just said they're improving. But when you listen to the story that I had earlier in the program from New York State about how they want to change the law so that everybody who works over 40 hours on a farm gets overtime, it's not doable. It's unthinkable, in fact. These people are clueless. And that's why New York has fallen off the radar as a really good agricultural state. There are a few states in our country, in my experience, that have better land, better conditions, better environment, other than the political environment, for good dairying, for example, and other things. You know, there's good products grown all over New York State. But the dairying that New York State was known for is falling apart. A, because of the influence of the dairy farmers of America and them controlling the source of fluid milk supply also because the state is stupid when it comes. You can drive around New York and see all kinds of land that isn't being used for anything. Upstate New York, where the beautiful fields are, the farmers are going out right and left because the government is in collusion with the big ag guys, and therefore, it's a roller coaster. So the family farmer has a I saw another ad for in one of the trades I use. I read Country Folks every week, which is a Northeastern publication. In it, there was a focus on how many people are having auctions. There are at least, I saw on one of the websites, 7 auctions for families going out on farms all over the Midwest. Not good, folks. Not good at all. Anyway, so to get back to that Purdue University ag economy study, the farmer sentiment index rose 14 points from last year. And so that gives us hope to think that conditions are getting better. In the year before, they went up 9 points, and then they went off a little bit. So, I don't know, the point system isn't important. What's important is how you feel about what you're doing and whether or not you're doing, you know, whether what you're doing is answering the needs of the people who are using your product, your produce, your milk, whatever it is that you have. Maybe you've got poultry or beef. I've noticed I was around this week to a couple of different farms, and as we look at this time of year, there are turkeys everywhere. I don't have them on my farm. I have chickens and ducks and stuff, but we don't kill them anyway. Rabbits, but those are popular things for Thanksgiving. Well, rabbits are, how can you eat a rabbit at Easter? You know, people, some of the various ethnicities that come around, I probably have 40 rabbits on the farm. We raise them, and, you know, people come and they want them for pets and that sort of thing, which is fine with me. I just won't tolerate people eating them. Now, people come and say, well, you know, some guy who's Portuguese that basically doesn't speak English comes and says, I want to buy a rabbit, and, you know, he's going to have it as a pet. No, he's going to eat it. So, you know, you try to intervene in those circumstances. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But anyway, the point is that we have a better feeling as farmers, but we are still very concerned about, I mean, look at the inflation stuff. That is, the cost of borrowing money still going up, cost of buying petroleum going down, cost of fertilizer, which is related to petroleum, that's going down. Many of the basic costs are going down. Cost of labor isn't going down, and the cost of insurance isn't going down. So, you know, you got to balance these things in terms of survival. So a lot of people are much more business focused than they used to be when I was a kid. It was just do your work and everything will be okay. Not so much now. But I'm glad, and I bet you are too, that at least generally speaking, farmer sentiment has improved. That's my word, improvement, to leave you with this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.